Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
The Raiders taking a QB with the 13th pick, but adds that Aiden O'Connell will be in the mix to keep his starting job after the, quote, mental toughness he showed last year as a rookie. And Panthers head coach Dave Canales tells NFL Network's Tom Pelissero he has no doubts that Bryce Young can rebound from a rocky rookie year due to the fact he overcame adversity previously in both high school and college. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, you're in the red zone for every college rivalry and divisional matchup all season long. On game day, you never have to decide which teams to watch, only what combination of bites, burgers, wings, and more to order. Plus, where else are your favorite draft beers always poured at a frozen 29 degrees? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Stick around after the sun sets. Twin Peaks is open really late. Wind down with bourbon and late night bites. Only at Twin Peaks.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look. Now look at his steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mayden. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops in.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Mapin here on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage. Marcus, maybe in the second hour, but I don't know. So, but it's not just Steve Rummage. The exciting thing is, it's Steve Rummage and Chase.
What's up?
Yeah. So, listen, Nikki V is out. So, you know, it's all good. It's a Monday. We're ready to go. Listen, I don't say I'm excited to have Chase because I don't want that to sound, you know what, let's hurt Nick's feelings. I'm excited to have Chase. It's coaching search season, baby. It was a weekend, to say the least. Between tournament, between coaching search, between spring ball, between all of that and everything in between. Rumors are rampant. We're going to get to all of them. Coaches turning down jobs, taking jobs. I went to spring practice, so of course I don't think we're going to lose a game. I mean, all of it, you know, and the tournament. I mean, you know, on top of that, the tournament, it was fun. I watched a lot of basketball this weekend, so a little bit of everything, and we're going to get to all of it, man. How you doing?
Still, you know, I didn't sleep very much last night. I was excited to get in and hear what's going on.
I know.
You know, because Twitter spaces have taken over.
What about media. That?
It's insane that the audio, I'm sorry, I'm going to produce her out for a second.
Yeah.
Audio is ridiculous. Like, we could do a remote on Twitter, and I could just pot up, and it would be awesome.
Oh, sure. No, absolutely. I mean, we'd have to remember that you can't, on spaces, you can kind of talk however you want.
Yep.
You know, I get a little fired up when Matt Jones jumps in a space and suggests a coach, and I'm like, well, yeah, I bet.
I knew that was going to be your take. Yeah. I was listening.
Was you listening? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I bet that's who you want.
I don't know.
Crazy. To have the Kentucky, like the head, I mean, because I would say he's the head of Kentucky media, okay? Have that guy, like, hey, I think he's hired the Indiana State guy, which little did I know.
No,
it's going to be a conversation today, apparently.
No, listen, that was like Keith Pointer just said it. It's like Marvel and DC meeting. It was crazy for me as someone like Matt Jones and Drew Deaner just talking it out. And as soon as Matt Jones joins, you see 700 Kentucky fans.
Oh, there. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely, which I get, whatever. I mean, I don't really have nothing to say to him, but like.
No. Yeah, but yeah, Josh Schertz. Huh?
Yeah, look, we share a love of wrestling. That's about it. But me and Matt Jones have a conversation that we'll talk wrestling.
Yeah, that's it. Not Josh Schertz.
Well, we got to talk Josh Schertz now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jody. Now, Demling's my guy, so I'm not. That's totally different. but anyways, yeah, we'll get into that. 81-50, 93-9. Of course, sound off today if you're at work. The Dusty May, we're going to kind of go. It's weird because I like to usually go chronologically. It's hard at a time like this to go chronologically, though, because Dusty May happened Saturday night, and that feels like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think people are necessarily ready to just, like, I don't think I can come on here right now and people are just like, okay, well, let's talk about why Dusty May didn't come. I think people are like, I don't really care now who's coming, you know, who's taking the job.
That's
what we want to talk about. Now, there is some of the Dusty May thing that I would get into because I've been very, okay. And even Drew's my guy, right? There's a very little me and Drew don't agree on when it comes to a lot of things. So, when they mention Adidas, Nike sometimes not being a big deal, I'm like, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
I think Nike is still, as you can tell, people are calling in. Chase is tearing it up back there. But yeah, don't say anything crazy, Chase. Your mic's on. Okay. I was making sure he didn't. No, you're good. I was protecting you. It wasn't bothering me. I didn't want you to be like, jackass, hang up the phone.
As I'm prone to do, yeah.
But I'll just say this about the Dusty May thing, and then the phone lines are lighting up, the text lines lighting up. I'm going to get to all of it here in just a second. The Nike Adidas thing is still an issue. I don't care what anybody says. It's an issue. It can be. And I've said it before. Guys sign with Adidas all the time. Carter Knox signs with Adidas, goes to a Nike school. Ian Jackson signs with Adidas, goes to a Nike school. Haley Van List signs with Adidas, goes to a Nike school. But that street runs one way. Because people don't sign with Nike and go to an Adidas school. It just don't happen. So when you hear Clutch Sports and Nike are involved in Dusty May, then you're like, well, of course he went to Michigan. Of course he went to Michigan.
Yeah.
Which is why, again, I've never said that Louisville should back out of their massive Adidas deal. But when it's up, I think there's going to be a real conversation about moving to Nike. Okay, move on from that. The other thing about that that I have to bring up is after the fact, it seems very, a lot of the details coming out are Dusty May didn't want this limelight. He didn't want, it feels like he's a terrible fit. Problem is, you were ready to hire him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And 100%. I'm not really as jump on Josh today as I think some people are, but it is a little concerning. That's all I'm saying. It is a little concerning that God's name is that. Does he play ball?
I was about to say, do we need to let him in?
Yeah, no, like, my God. It is a little concerning, though, that after the fact, it's like, man, that would have been a terrible fit. And that was the guy we were going to take. All right? You know what I'm saying? So anyways, there's that. I kind of move on from Dusty May at that point. If you want to talk more about Dusty May, we can do that. I think he could have done a fine job here. I think he can do a fine job at Michigan. It doesn't just totally cripple my thought process in this thing that we missed out on Dusty May. Okay, so again, open floor though. If anybody wants to talk about that, I'm totally open to that.
So you do buy in that he chose Michigan because it's a fit. Like, because when I saw 3.75, I was like, that was a weird number to me. You know, because I figured Michigan had a bunch of money and they just outbid us. Because we went back, we offered Scott Drew. So then, like, we had all the money for Scott Drew. I was wondering if it was a case of the donors wanted to put up this money for Scott Drew, but if you're going to go for Dusty May, maybe they cut some of it out and we didn't have as much as we maybe thought we did. And I know Drew's always said that money's finite here.
Yeah.
But 3.75 didn't seem like enough. So it
didn't seem very high at all.
Yeah, it seems like the fit is probably
and
the reason.
When you look at the contracts, it looks as though he's got a higher pool to hire assistants here than he ended up getting in Michigan. So for whatever reason, when you tag in Andy Miller and you tag in Clutch, there's a reason Adrian Wojnarowski got that. Because Andy Miller is an NBA guy, you know, so Woj is his guy, you know. So, I mean, there's a reason an NBA guy broke that story. Point being, I'm not that worried about it. I thought he would be good. I don't think it means you can't still get the right guy. I think it happens more times than not that guys don't get their very first candidate in the first place or their second. So that part don't trouble me. But if you want to come up to real time, here's where we are real time. And then I'm going to start getting to these texts and the phone lines. So where do you go from Dusty May? Well, immediately Jeff Goodman tweets or, you know, says, hey, Shaheen Holloway, Pat Kelsey, and help me out. Who's the third?
Amir Abdul-Rahim.
Amir Abdul-Rahim. Three names I'm hearing. Okay. Boom. All right. Well, that's something. The next day, start getting some reports. I know Ty Spalding said some things on LouisvilleSports.com. Maybe some donors had been spoken to and some former Board of Trustee members that said, hey, we'll wait. Would they be in favor of him? They said yes. I'm just catching everybody up on the timeline, so nobody yell at me right now. Then late last night, you get a Jody Demling who says, don't think it's going to be Will Wade. Not saying it's a done deal, but I would put Josh Schertz up at number one. So that's just happened in the last 24 hours. And I do think there's a couple candidates in there that were spoken to that haven't come out yet. Okay. And may never. I don't know. Okay. So there we go. That's where you set today. That's where I think there is, I don't know as much if people are getting, the angst is getting to people, the if it's they're necessarily mad at any certain person, or if I think it's okay, though, that people are waking up today and saying, I'm questioning how this whole process is going down right now. Because there's leaks. Then in other places, there's not leaks. Is Josh Schertz a for real candidate? Or is he just being put out there to maybe get some excitement back for the guy they're going to hire? I don't know. You know, I mean, again, I'm saying I think it's you have a right today to question everything. Everything. And that's what we'll get into. Okay. Yeah. So that's I just wanted to kind of catch everybody up. Okay, that's where we set this morning as we dive into this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, let me get to a few texts and then we'll I'm a rapid fire here. If Josh Schertz is if it's Josh Schertz, I quit the program. I only focus on football. I think not getting May was frustrated because I spent 2 days going down the YouTube rabbit hole trying to convince myself Dusty May was the guy. I agree with you. Because I was pretty much, in my mind, I was like, okay, this is the dude. Yeah, I totally understand that. Josh Schertz says, the highest winning percentage of any active NCAA coach in the last 10 years. Maybe he wouldn't be that bad. Just saw Schertz crawling down I-64.
This crawl thing has just gotten...
The crawl thing, you know. That's the one thing. I just wish he wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I just wish he wouldn't have said that. That's me. Let's see. Here we go. Sorry, there's so many texts are just flying in here, so I'm missing a bunch. I know. Everyone needs to open their eyes and say, Hurd isn't the guy. He took Oates and Beard off the board at the beginning of the search. Okay.
I don't know if he took Oates off the board.
I don't think that's true. I do think that they kind of took Beard off the board, which I have said a long time. I think that is a major mistake, but... And we'll get into that here in just a second. Let's see. Oh, somebody says the stream keeps acting up. The stream keeps acting up. Yeah. So, okay, we're live again. The situation is annoyed. Hurd should have had his guy before the KP firing. Okay, see, and even that, man, like I kind of get that frustration too, where it's like we've kind of known that this job was coming open. So I do get where Louisville fans are kind of like, why are we feel like we're in scramble mode? Why do we feel like we're in scramble mode right now? You know, like, not that we're mad that you missed a couple candidates, because Drew said it this morning. I totally agree. When you say, hey, you got to swing for the fences on Sky Drew or somebody like that, don't be mad, because a lot of times when you swing for the fences, you miss. More times than not, you miss. So, okay. No big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can deal with that. Dusty May, not that big of a deal. I mean, it's aggravating, but it's not the biggest deal in the world. But now, it feels kind of like you're a little bit in scramble mode. And it's like, okay, now we're hearing these names. There's a massive portion of the fan base that wants Will Wade. I don't personally think that's going to be the case. But, hey, if it is, I think he would do great here. I just have a hard time talking about him until he becomes a for real candidate. And I just don't, I mean, immediately last night had a couple people, had somebody that works here and somebody who, good friend of mine that used to work here as an SID that was like, you realize there's no chance they're hiring him, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Hey, man, maybe so. I hope they do. I think he would be fantastic, but whatever. If Josh Schertz ends up being a guy, and I'm going to talk about another guy here in a second. If Josh Schertz ends up being the guy, it's going to be an ultimate Josh Hurd's putting himself out there. It's not going to be very well received. I personally wouldn't be very excited about it at all. I'm not going to crap on the guy because, hey, there's a lot of guys who have come from mid-majors that ended up being awesome. So, look, I'm not going to be the one that just puts a bunch of sound bites on here and is like, oh, Schertz sucks. Oh, he's terrible. And then we're in the Final Four and people are like, you didn't want him. You know, yeah, like, fair. No. I'll wait and see. Will I be excited about it? No, not at all. I mean, probably 10%. Maybe he could work me up over the summer if he started to get some recruits, some things like that. But and I say that knowing he will probably sit in this room with me at one point.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just don't, it won't excite me at all. But again, Josh is staking his job on it. I'll go for it.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think you can tell that. I mean, like, he, I feel like this is kept, you know, keep coming up. Like, Schertz just keeps coming up. To me, that tells me, like he really likes Schertz. And he's cognizant of the fact that a lot of fans like you, probably like me as well, wouldn't be super excited about
sure.
it. But he likes him. So if you're going to stake your job on it, dude, at this point, I mean, Saturday sure, was not a good day for you. I'm not saying that
oh,
it was
no.
a stake
yeah.
in the heart, but
no,
it
no,
wasn't
no.
a good day for you.
And I like Josh.
I'm
not, this isn't me. I am not going to poop, you know, on Josh Hurd today. That's not going to be a thing that happens, but I guess I should have used the phrase there. but it doesn't change the fact that this was not a good weekend for Josh. And he knows that.
He definitely does.
So if he's willing to still say, I'm going with Josh Schertz. Let me ask you this though, Chase. This is one thing I hate. My biggest issue with Schertz is right now when you look at Josh Schertz, you say, who wants him? Well, there's St. Louis, FAU, and Louisville. And FAU only because he has a, I didn't know this, but apparently he has a big time connection there. I guess he had went there, or there was something, like he has a connection with FAU. So
yeah.
I'm like, that's the list. You know what it feels like, kinda? What's the most annoying thing in the world is when you go, okay, I judge recruits like this. If somebody's like, oh, that's a 3-star kid. Okay, but well, look at him though. He's a 3-star kid, but Alabama wants him.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's from the South. Yeah, he's a 3-star kid, but he's got an offer from Florida. Or you say, oh man, that kid's a 3-star kid. App State and Georgia State. And you're like, I don't know about this kid.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I get it.
But
yeah.
Let me also say this. Sometimes that works.
And I will say, like, I've listened to a lot of radio type stuff.
Yeah.
I think Jay Wright is helping Josh Hurd with the search.
That's fair.
And I wonder, you know.
Listen, very pop. I know what you're saying. Give me Lawrence real quick while you're picking that phone up. Lawrence, kick us off here on 93.9 The Ville. What's up, man?
What's up, Steve, man?
What up, Lawrence?
So, Josh Hurd is that afraid of the NCAA. He won't hire a guy because of a show cross. Because he getting the invite from what the board, the president tell him don't hire Will Wade, even though he may be the best candidate.
Now, Lawrence, let me say this. Let me cut you off on that. I don't think Josh Hurd's being told he can't hire anybody. I think it's Josh's choice. If he doesn't hire Will Wade, I think it's his choice. Like I just want to be clear. I don't want to throw President Schatzel, or that's how you say your name, right? Like, yeah, under the bus. I don't think the board or the president or anybody is telling him. Actually, it's under my understanding, pretty much from the source, that he has got the full reign to make this hire. That this is on him. So I feel you, Lawrence. I just didn't want that to be a thing that, like, he's being told he can't hire a guy. I don't think that's the case.
So basically, he's afraid of NCAA because if Will makes one mistake, he worried about what's going to happen to the old basketball program. Is that it?
Well, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that. I mean, he does have a show cause. I mean, I like Will Wade, Lawrence. You know me, I'm for it. I think Will Wade married the two guys that I think are perfect. If you marry them to the job here, are Jerome Tang and Will Wade. I think you marry them to the job. That is just fantastic. I mean, personality-wise.
So I think he's about to hire somebody. The fans ain't gonna be happy with. So
yeah, it feels that way.
I gotta deal with it. I can't do nothing about it. I gotta deal with it.
I know.
But like I said, Steve, I ain't gonna give that guy a rest. Whoever the next head coach is gonna be.
No.
like I said, Josh, you putting your job on the line, you better make a good hire.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. All right, Lawrence, I appreciate it. Texter says, hate to be a Debbie Downer, but this fan base is delusional. Josh Schertz doesn't move the needle at all. Well, I don't think the fan base is delusional. I mean, I think that will be the overwhelming majority will say this doesn't move the needle.
I think, listen, like give us a couple weeks for us to settle in a little bit.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Big recruits would laugh at Schertz coming here. The sliver of attention we get from them now would be gone out the window. That's a fear. Absolutely. Let's see. Big recruits would laugh. Oh, that's, I just read that one. Sorry. Wasn't Russ a 3-star? He turned out pretty dang good. Yeah, that's what I say. It works. It can work. That's why I will not be one that gets on here and says there's no chance a guy like Josh Schertz can work. And let's be clear. We're only talking Josh Schertz today because there is a report I know Jody Demling has said, look, he feels like that might, but Jody said that is not a done deal. Okay. Like, let's be clear on that. Let's see if there's any info whether Louisville and Tang have been in contact. I just haven't heard anything on Tang, man. Just nothing at all. Nothing at all. Let's see. Can we talk about how no one is hiring Will Wade? It's not just us, so no one wants to touch him for a reason. Totally agree with that. I totally agree with you, Texter. Like, I understand. That's why I say, I think Will Wade would be great here. Okay? But I also understand, I think Will Wade will be at McNeese State next year as well. So, like, I'm with you on that, Texter. Unfortunately, it feels as though it's just the wrong time with him, you know. I do mean that, Chase. I don't think he'll be anywhere next year. I think he'll be at McNeese State. So, I'm not – that's why I'm not killing, you know, crushing Josh for that. All right, let's get some more here. Plumber Chuck, welcome in, man. 939 DeVille, what's up?
What's going on? I didn't want Dusty May because of it. We're just going off 2 years, and I'm not going to get into it. Brother Tom Jurich was in town this weekend, and through a third-party source, Josh hadn't asked him about anything. So Josh is in over his head. You know, if I've got the resources, if he's talking to Jay Wright, I'd be talking to Tom Jurich too. And Tom Jurich would have a list with about 5 candidates on there. And all we hear about is Drew and Dusty May. And now it looks like the bottom's falling out of it. So, you know, this is going to determine his job status. And if we're throwing the kitchen sink at Scott Drew, we can throw it at anybody. And I just can't see how you're going to settle on some mid-major guy that's done good for a year or two. He needs to open up the horizon and see who he can get. But he needs to have a good hire or he's gone. And I'm not just the only one like that. There's a lot of people talking about him and the way he's handling it. So I'll hang up and listen.
Sure. No, I appreciate it, man. And today's one of those days, as long as you don't get nasty, I'm willing to let, you know, the opinion fly today, because I know that's just where we're at today, man. People want opinions. They want to be able to say, so I, just because I let somebody go, I want to be clear. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it, but as long as we keep it not, you know, well, he's a, you know what, like, yeah, I'm willing to either way, you know, you can go.
Yeah. Like I said, like give us a couple weeks to settle in before you say the fan base is crazy. Cause this is all new water.
Oh, yeah. Now that's true too. Like, hang on now. Yeah. Like, yeah, a lot of fan bases on the ground floor are
like, give
it would be wild right now. Yeah.
We've never, and like you said, like with people saying, like, why don't we have a candidate? You know, we've known it's going to be open since December. We've never been through this, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you had, I don't know how it was when Denny, you know, Patino, George came out and said, Patino's the guy, I'm going for him very quickly.
Yeah.
And Mac, everybody knew Mac was going to be here. And Kenny, everybody knew Kenny was going to be here. We were just not comfortable with waiting. We're not very patient. That's fine.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Somebody says, Steve, you need to get on board with Danny Sprinkle now. I appreciate you. It's another one I wouldn't love, but Utah State sure is better competition than Indiana State. I will say that, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to get on board with whoever because I just want the university to do good. I've only, I think, ever really, really turned on one coach, and that was Scott Satterfield, just because I was like, I just don't like you.
He did it to himself.
Well, and, I mean, we would say something slightly negative, and, like, we'd get a text from, like, somebody on the staff. I'd be like, dude, shut up. You suck.
Yeah.
And you suck at Cincinnati now, so whatever. Yeah, fan is short for fanatics. It's okay to be crazy. Yeah, exactly. 100%. Let's keep rolling through the phone lines, man. They're still packed. Nick, I think Nick's next. Nick, welcome in on 93.9 The Ville. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. So I'm kind of with Blankenbaker here. I'd like to have Chris Beard. Now, if that's not an option, I am totally okay with Schertz. Okay. I've looked into him. He seems like a real coach. He knows what he's doing. He coaches these kids. He communicates what they need to do. Talking about having 9 options on offense whenever they see the screen, what to do. I just feel like Schertz, he's a winning coach. Yeah, he doesn't have high-level D1 wins, but he's been a head coach for 16 years. And you give him the NIL that U of L has, bring him in here. He knows how to get these kids to play. I think he's going to be good if we get him.
Okay, fair enough, Nick. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Yeah, appreciate the call there. Yeah, I mean, and again, that just goes to show you not everybody will be angry. I think an overwhelming portion of the fan base would be pretty unthrilled with it. But, I mean, not everybody, you know. So, again, I don't want to sound like I'm boxing anybody in a corner, you know. Like, the whole fan base hates it. No, I don't think that's the case, you know. I just think when you look at guys like him, I do think there would be a much more negative. Look, my guy Lieberman, man, Coach Leibs, he says Schertz can coach, man. Like, and I love Leibs.
Yeah, Bobby V.
Yeah, Bobby V. Bobby V was saying this weekend, he's like, man, look, no, I'm and Bobby V was there at his game, calling his game in the NIT. And, I mean, yeah, there's people that say, you know, there's smart people that know basketball.
Yes.
That are like, no, he can coach, man. I mean, Pat Forty's watched a lot of basketball. No, he can coach, man. So, listen, that's why I say I would be very underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to just kill him, you know, crush him. I guess I should start saying that. It's like, kill. I don't need to say that. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, but, you know, like you said, Bob came out and said, don't believe all the mid-major. You know what? You know,
sure.
Like all that stuff. And to clear up the point about Jay Wright, I think Jay Wright is giving Josh candidates. I don't think Jay Wright is taking the Louisville job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 You mean talking to him for advice?
Yes.
Advice.
Nah,
yeah. Sure. Sure.
Put that out there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So Chase says Jay Wright to Louisville. Harold, welcome in, my guy. What's up, man? Oh, do we got you, Harold?
Oh, hey, what's up?
There you go.
I don't know. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Real quick, I have to call in to defend my guy, Schertz.
Okay.
I wanted to get it out the mud candidate. Now, this is what I will say. The same sort of thing that popped up about Dusty around the pressure.
Yeah.
And us loving our basketball to a fault. That's the only concern I'd have about him. But
sure.
As far as basketball is concerned, as far as projecting out ability to succeed, I would feel extremely happy with him considering this pool. And then I do have just one question for you that I can't wrap my mind around.
Okay.
And it involves Wade. I love Wade. I think Wade would be great here too.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm going to ask is, how is it we can talk about a Buzz Williams when Josh came out and flat out said high buyouts are not a thing, but yet when it comes to Will Wade, because Josh says that character matters, all of a sudden Wade can't be a candidate? Like, I can't square those two things.
Yeah.
And maybe that just speaks to the nature of this process.
Sure.
But I think that's something that we need to noodle on, that if we're going to throw out people with high buyouts and say, hey, this could be a coach here,
yeah,
then Wade can be a coach here too. So,
yeah.
Yeah, have a good one.
Hey, appreciate the call, Harold. Yeah. No, listen, man, I'm with you on that. I do think that this weekend probably required some reevaluation. Now, again, I'm very much with Drew on not reevaluation of like, okay, you just, I've got to do everything different because I'm panicking because Dusty May didn't pick us. But I do think, and maybe that's where the Will Wade stuff come from yesterday, was maybe Josh said, hey, I've got to go back. Maybe I need to go back and circle the wagon a little bit and say, hey, can we do this? And then maybe it just kind of went from that to nothing. Or listen, man, at the end of the day, who knows? but like maybe that's kind of where I think we're okay. Let's get Dougie Fresh in here. Let's stay on. We'll stay on schedule. Do a quick break. We'll come back, and then there's another candidate I want to talk about. So Dougie Fresh, welcome in, man. What's up?
Hey, just got a question for you guys. I want your opinion. With all this portal stuff going on, wouldn't you think there'd be a stronger sense of urgency to nail a coach instead of just mentioning this person, that person, and the other? Because it sounds like to me that we've already lost half our team from last year, and if we don't get a coach who can get the people he wants, because I don't think we've had anybody that wants to sign with us thus far, and we're losing everybody, we need to, you know, get into that portal too before that time tunnel closes. I just want your opinion, fellas. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, absolutely. Of course. Of course. I mean, that's definitely a thought.
Yeah, I'd like to get one in, but, you know, I don't know if the urgency hasn't been there when we...
Yeah, no, I think the urgency's been there. I think, I mean, it is, it, like I told you, Chase, it feels like Dusty May to Michigan was 5 days ago. Like, it was 48 hours ago.
Yeah,
you know literally. What I'm saying? Like, so that's why I just think sometimes it feels longer. Now, a guy like Josh Schertz, if that's the direction you go, a chance he makes it to the
elite. He's still playing.
NIT, yeah. That's all I was going to say. It's Final Four National Championship, which you're talking National Championship. I'm sorry. The NIT championship.
Yeah.
Talking another week.
Oh, man.
Or more, actually. Another week and a half, right?
That would feel like 2 months.
Yeah. Because it would probably be what the NIT championship is, what, next Wednesday? I think they play it on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I think it's the day before. It might be Thursday.
When is the next round of the NCAA start? I don't even.
Well, they start this Thursday.
Okay.
But the NIT, I don't think the Final Four and stuff's this week of the NIT.
We'll have to look.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Either way. Yeah. Either way, you're probably looking at another. Okay, let's do this. We'll do a quick break. So hang around with us. We won't take a very long break here. We'll take a normal break. We'll come back. There's another candidate I want to put out there too. And let's chat about it. And we'll keep 8150-939, 3831-939. We'll keep doing the text line, phone line. There's so many texts I haven't got to. I'm going to try to get to all of them. So we'll do that when we come back. 93.9 The Ville.
Matzo Pie Anchorage is Louisville's best-kept secret and the pizza partner for 1020's flagship craft brewery in Butchertown, 2 blocks from Lynn Family Stadium, along with 1020 Douglas Loop and in Clarksville. Matzo Pie is the perfect combination of flavor, tasty sourdough, thin crust pizza paired with local craft beer. Keep it independent, Louisville. Matzo Pie and 1020 Craft Brewery are your absolute go-tos for local brick oven pizza and craft beer. You can also bring the pie to your backyard. Unique caterings for parties of all sizes, weddings, birthdays, derby, retirements, corporate lunches, rehearsals, and more. Visit Matzo Pie. For more.
For a tournament full of buzzer beaters and amazing moments, BetMGM is giving out insurance tokens to college hoops fans in Kentucky. Simply add a wager on college basketball to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back and bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. BetMGM is your sportsbook for all of March. Take advantage of exclusive signature bets, same game parlays, live bets, and so much more with BetMGM in Kentucky. Claim your bet insurance token today to get your stake back and bonus bets if your next college basketball wager misses. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only, Kentucky only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualifications and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm former Louisville basketball player Luke Hancock. When the NCAA tried to take away the most outstanding player award from the 2013 tournament, I got it back, thanks to Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan is the personal injury firm that fights for the people, and their team treats clients like family. Morgan & Morgan changed my life, and if you've been injured in a car crash, at work, or in a slip and fall, they may be able to change yours. For a free consultation, dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Offices Louisville.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get up to $750 off a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Bob Valvano. Right now, schedule your free in-home estimate. For every two windows you buy, get the next two free, plus a free upgrade to triple pane glass, and they'll double your energy tax credit. Restrictions apply. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. And 99 L. Steve Rummage. Chase in the booth. Well, Hank Williams. I like it.
Little Hank Williams.
Hank Williams Sr. It's good stuff. Talking a lot here. Like I said, wanted to do a quick break, get back here. And, you know, we've got a lot to get to. Put it that way. We've got a lot to still get to. I mentioned before the break. And we'll get back to the phone lines here in just a second. So, Jason, hang on with us or give us a ring back, however you want to do it. But I want to talk for a second to everybody. Hear me out. Richard Pitino. Okay, now listen. He's 41 years old. Young coach. Going to be here for a while. Okay? And I know immediately some of you went, but did you see him at Minnesota? I mean, well, show me the guy that succeeded at Minnesota. Now, also, let me, and again, now, I don't want to sound like I'm combative in this, like I'm saying, you're wrong if you don't want him. You're right, because I think that's what we've got to stay away from. That's what we have to stay away from. Just because you want a candidate doesn't mean we've got to, or don't want, doesn't mean we've got to be divisive towards each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, but hear me out on a candidate. Richard Pitino Jr., 41 years old, won the Mountain West this year at New Mexico, which, by the way, when he took over New Mexico, look, the first four texts, Steve, stop. Sign me the blank up for Rick Jr. Richard Pitino, no. Bring it. Give me little Rick all day. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a mix there. Okay. Yeah. So, and I'm fine with that. Again, that's what I say. We don't have to be nasty about it. I'm fine with that. He won the Mountain West this year with the New Mexico team that was in the dumps when he took it over. Okay. Recruited out there, did his thing. When he was at Minnesota, what they made the tournament three times. Recruited five stars to Minnesota. And he got, I think, 3 5 stars to come to Minnesota without NIL. Without NIL. They got 3 5 stars to come to Minnesota. Had good teams there, man. Plays this exact style that we love here at Louisville. Okay? Nobody would understand the job the way Richard Pitino Jr. would understand the job, okay? Nobody. He comes from the best coaching tree in the history of college basketball under Rick Pitino. He's been at New Mexico as a head coach. He's been at Minnesota. He took FIU to the tournament. He took FIU to the tournament. And let me tell you guys, Let me tell you, just the inside story there. When they took the FIU job, they were blown away at how hard it was going to be to get kids in there with the APR, with the things like that, right? Okay, I'm just telling you that. To the point, they restructured the contracts. They're like, oh my God, this might be an impossible job. And got them to the NCAA tournament. Okay? He was an assistant under Billy Donovan. He was an assistant under Rick Pitino. He was at Duquesne. He was at Northeastern. And he was at College of Charleston. Okay? This dude can coach. I can assure you, you will not find a guy that will come in here and work harder. And when you say, and I'm telling you this, not on opinion, I'm telling you this on 100% fact, he would crawl to take this job. He would be here tomorrow, Chase. And I'm telling you that on straight up firsthand source, he would take this job today if offered. I'm just saying, bring back the Friends of the Ville. I know there's a couple big time donors that will immediately, again, I'm telling you from firsthand, believe me, don't believe me, say Steve Rummage is an idiot, that's fine, I don't care. I'm telling you firsthand, there are a couple big time donors that will be back. That's all I'm saying. Between that, between he would absolutely take it, and he fits every single thing Josh set up on that press conference and talked about. He fits every single thing to a T. If you ask me, and he's out there, you call him today, you make that hire as soon as you possibly can, and you put Richard Pitino on the sidelines, and now let me be a fan. The fan in me. And this is where, like, I'm taking away that stuff, but now I'm just being a fan. It was supposed to be that way, okay? I'm going to pull back the curtain, and I'm not allowed to say. I'm allowed to say, but I probably shouldn't, but the statutes of limitations are up now. Marcus Maben and I sat on the show, and we were like, I don't know. This was back in 2016. I don't know if Richard would, maybe you go a different direction when Rick's done. And it was quickly let known, no. Look, Richard Pitino, he's the man. This dude with this job is the perfect fit. It was always meant to be that way. He was going to take over for Rick. The way we marched Rick out of here. Now, this is Steve the fan. The way we marched Rick Pitino out of here so unceremoniously, I swear, it would feel like a prophecy being fulfilled. I don't know if it would lift the freaking black cloud that's been over this place since we left him out of there if we brought Richard Pitino back. Now, I'm not a healing guy. Everybody needs to heal, the players need to heal, all that stuff. But I'll say this, the players may not need to heal, but gosh dang it, the fans do, because we've been through a lot. Now, I don't want to hear about how Sky Clark needs to heal. Scott Clark, L. Ellis. I don't need to hear about how L. Ellis was beat down because he had to play so much college basketball. Dude, get over it. But the fan base does need to heal. And I think that would be a major, major step in the direction of healing a fan base. Major. All I'm saying is, Texter says, okay, let me get to some of these texts. I would rejoin the Friends of the Ville in a heartbeat. That one's really long. The national storylines from hiring Richard Pitino would put us back on the map alone. Call him now. Richard would be the answer. He has the experience and connections, please. He's the only hire I think fans would give him time, which brought me to my next point. You know what's so beautiful about Jeff Brohm? Jeff Brohm has the ultimate grace with this fan base because the fan base loves him. He's got grace. You're not going to jump on him. You know, I'm so angry. You'll be mad, but you'll be mad with him. Richard Pitino would have that type of grace here at Louisville. He would have the grace of, we would know how hard he was working. So you know what? If next year you were in the NIT, this fan base would be like, I know he's working his tail off. And we're going to back this freaking NIT like we've never backed it before. And gosh dang it, we're going to treat this thing like a national championship because we know he's working. You know what I'm saying? Whereas if you hire, I think, a guy like Josh Sertz, somebody like that, I don't know if the grace is going to be there, man. Like, it's going to be like, nah, man, hey, sell me. With Rick, I think you're sold. Richard, you're sold. And it's going to be, no, dude, we're behind this dude 100%. We're with him. Okay, well, this is our guy. I think there's that feeling. And again, Chase, you are the perfect age.
I was going to chime in. Yeah.
Please.
To your point, like, everybody says that we'll be underwhelmed with whatever hire he makes. If he hires Richard, I think the arena's packed day one. Like, you know, how everybody keeps talking about the Yum Center can't be empty again, right? Like, if we hired Richard, I don't think we have any empty seats. Speaking from my age, from my friends that I talk to, if we hire Richard Pitino, they're looking at that as I mean,
if you hire Richard Pitino, you will sell out every suite in the Yum Center.
Yeah.
And let me be clear, at the end of the day, that's what matters. I went suites, that's what matters. You will sell every suite in the Yum Center.
And to me, like, and I was one of the ones where I was like, man, I'm not sold on that. And then as it kept going on, I was like, man, why not? Like, what? I need reasons as to why not. Like,
right.
If you put your stake in the ground, and being derogatory towards anybody, just if you put your stake in the ground, you don't want them. Tell me why, at least.
Chase,
just tell me why.
I got to stand up when I'm talking about this because I'm getting too antsy right now because I'm becoming This is what I mean by this, Chase. The fact that I have to stand up out of my chair. Look, push the chair out of the way. Look, get the chair over there. I've got to stand up in the studio, okay? At the end of the day, I'm a fan. I love doing this show. I love it. But at the end of the day, I'm a fan, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, and here's the thing. Just talking about it brings you back to Louisville basketball. Just talking about Richard Pitino brings you back to, if he's hired, people will listen. You want to go back to, hey, you win a national championship and it's like, let's go, you know, I'm pumped. He wins a national championship, there will be tears in the eyes of some of these fans. Like Jeff Brohm and Richard Pitino leading this fan base, leading these two programs, it's a no-brainer. And I'm telling you, on first-hand knowledge, sourced information, he will take the job today.
Nikki's here, so I'm going to get my last point in.
No, you're not done until we go to break.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not done until you go to break. He can wait.
The most important part about it is, in my opinion, is the NIL.
Yeah.
And to be honest, that's a major part about every hire that you're going to make in college sports from here on out for the rest of ever. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's a major part. Like, if you can get an extra however much, if it's significant amount of NIL, to me, that's like a major, major, like, tip the scale plus.
Yes.
In his favor.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Let me get a couple. Listen. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break. I'll come back, hang on the phone lines. I want to get to some of these texts, and we'll keep this conversation rolling. But I had to get that out. We'll talk more about it. Middays with Marcus Maven, 93.9 The Ville.